Well, hi, neighbors. Tonight we've chosen some of the songs that we sing and play on our dances across the country. Songs that reflect the emotion of the people that live in the nightlife. Song of happiness, sadness, heartbreak. Songs of the nightlife. We hope that you enjoy yourself tonight as you listen to our latest one. We hope you like it. It's a little different than what we normally do. But we hope it'll be pleasing to you. We hope that you can just kind of sit back, kick off your shoes, relax just a little bit, and listen to our latest song. And if you like it, tell us about it, won't you? We'll try to do more things for you the way we're doing this.
She's the kind of woman few people know exists. Glamorous, popular, wealthy. The complete image of goodness and beauty, but devoted to destruction. They call her the Devil's Widow. She uses the oldest power on earth, the power to turn men on. First, she drains them of their manhood, and then of their lives. The Devil's Widow, a jet-set enchantress who opens her arms willingly to the young men who dream of sharing her lonely passions. And when she's finished with them, she turns their dreams into hallucinogenic nightmares of death. See The Devil's Widow, starring Ava Gardner as the mistress of the occult. An American International picture rated PG, parental guidance suggested. When you meet The Devil's Widow, your nightmare begins.
Oh! me. A lassie dog had an apple spook. He was a man. And if you want to know what that lesson was, you'll have to talk to the ghost.
Human zombies rise from their coffins as living corpses in blood of ghastly horror. Voodoo witchcraft transforms beautiful women into thousand-year-old mummies.
Joe Corey died, and a psychotic killer was born.
I can't believe it.
It's true. Joe's last days were spent as a hunted mad animal.
See a doctor invent a weird artificial brain component and create an inhuman fiend who commits acts of shocking and brutal horror. A frightening and fantastic visit with those who will not die, and they want your company now. They must possess the living to stay alive. You'll see scenes of cruel and unwholesome beings grotesquely lusting for vengeance as they rip and slash their way out of the grave. The zombies rise from their death of sleep and stalk the city's dark streets for those lonely souls who will become their next tormented victims. Their life is a nightmare of fresh corpses and dungeons of terror. Dead arise to thirst for the life-giving fluid they must have to keep their rotten bodies alive. Ghastly horror in color, rated PG.
I just ride around and holler beneath the moon above. Tonight I'm coming after your sweet love. I'm the wolf man. I'm the wolf man, baby. And if you see me on the prowl, watch it when you hear me growl.
Planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated, the monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York, Rodan is attacking Moscow, Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Yeah. Each year, 10,000 tourists visit Ocean Beach. They come to swim, to go boating, or just to lie in the summer sun. But this summer, Ocean Beach has attracted something else. American International presents Tentacles. It slept until man disturbed it. Then it woke with a fury no man could control. Tentacles, a giant octopus with eight writhing arms, deadlier than the claws of a tiger. 8 tons of bone-crunching terror that tears apart a quiet seaside community. Tentacles, starring John Huston, Shelley Winters, Bo Hopkins, Claude Akins, and Henry Fonda. Tentacles, a fight to the death between the mighty jaws of a killer whale and the awesome power of a giant octopus. No sea monster of myth or legend is half so deadly as one that actually exists. Tentacles, the most gripping suspense you will ever experience. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Are you gonna buy me a drink?
How about coming for a ride?
Not here. It's no good here.
At first, the police thought the girl had been hacked to pieces by a sex maniac. But now, investigation reveals much more. The terror they are hunting is something less than human. More monster than man. This girl wasn't born. She was assembled piece by piece from living human flesh. The killer took her apart the same way. This is what nightmares are made of. Scream and Scream Again with Vincent Price, Christopher Lee, and Peter Cushing is the ultimate in horror shock that will make you scream and scream again in color. Rated M.
Joker on the way. He wore a mask of death, silver gray, and everywhere the Night Stalker crept, seven bloodhounds go-go in his crypts. His cold heart with killing blood was damp. He lit her face with a brimstone lamp, and the Night Stalker for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans.
Are you ready,
Night Stalker? Night Stalker, the Night Stalker. The atomic boiler was filled with teenage screams, broken hearts and shattered dreams. Each foolish friend in his own way, like her, had let real love walk away. They all jerked on at an awful pace. She could see the pain in each lonely face. Harder and harder the embalming fluid became. Her clothes were burned from each quivering frame. And out of the nightmare arose a scream. As of the Night Stalker were making the scene. Your flesh will waste in the flames that roar. And my bloodhounds torment you forevermore.
Are you ready for
the Night Stalker. The Night Stalker. The Night Stalker. Then she awoke with a fading cry. Body wet with sweat, tears in each eye, and she prayed that Johnny would forgive the wrong she'd done, let their true love live. And in one long minute that seemed an hour, the thought of Johnny killed the Night Stalker's power. So her prayers and vows were not in vain. She nevermore rode the doom-bound train.
Oh, Johnny, I do love you eternally.
Are you ready for prayer?
The Night Stalker.
He's a mean man.
The Night Stalker. The Night Stalker.
Incredible two-headed transplant. Evil lurks in the head of man, twisting tortured brains to satisfy fiendish desires. Remember Frankenstein, Wolfman, and King Kong. In each case, a woman of incredible beauty soothed their raging passions. Now, a monster more terrifying in appearance, more diabolical in its deeds, with two brains and two heads grafted on the body of a giant to create the incredible two-headed transplant. A monster with two insane passions. One to kill, one to love. Twice as terrifying as any monster of fact or fiction. You must see the incredible two-headed transplant. It lives, it loves, it kills. Attracted by beauty, it could not resist. The incredible two-headed transplant. The incredible two-headed transplant. In color, rated GP. The incredible
A whisper of death stirred the house, and it screamed, "Murder! Murder!"
This school specializes in students whose character is, difficult. In order to bring them back to the right path, I must run this establishment with a firm hand.
Oh, let go! Don't hurt me!
This was a strange kind of girls' school, where unholy horror haunts the innocent and the wicked are filled with distorted desires.
Every 3 weeks, a young man comes to visit here. Each time, one of us has a chance to meet him. Next time, it'll be my turn.
The House That Screamed is a finishing school for depravity, evil, and murder. See Lily Palmer as the mistress who teaches everything in The House That Screamed, in color, rated GP.
Listen to me, then we will do the zombie. When will man ever learn that when he pollutes the air and the water, he declares war against nature? American International Pictures presents Frogs, the story of the day nature strikes back. It was bound to happen, but why now? Why did these particular people on that particular island face this particular kind of slithering, slimy terror? See Frogs, starring Ray Milland, Sam Elliott, Joan Van Ark, Adam Rourke, and Judy Pace. Frogs, an American International Picture, in color, rated PG. Frogs, today the pond, tomorrow the world.
Theater. Schizoid is not recommended viewing for persons with schizophrenic tendencies. Schizoid, the loss of reality, a personality split in two.
It's terrifying, Doctor. This long corridor, and then thousands of bats attacking me. I run into a room. A woman is there. And I just plunge a dagger into her heart. Tell me it's a nightmare. Please. Let it be a nightmare.
Was it a dream, or was it real? Don't miss Schizoid, an American International Pictures release in color, rated R. Schizoid, it might even drive you out of your mind.
Atom Age Vampire. You will flame to the stark ritual of a beautiful girl's last searing dance. As tragedy forever mars her loveliness, leaving her to face a world of terror.
I give you my word that I will restore your face, restore all your beauty.
You will cringe as the demented doctor experiments with a girl's trusting innocence. But to possess the living miracle wrought by his twisted genius, he must forever sacrifice his all to the cunning gods of evil.
A transplant directly from another human being.
a mad creature born of the atomic age, now shackled to a world of rotting bodies and violent death. A sadist, a criminal, a depraved animal, more ferocious than Jekyll, more monstrous than Frankenstein, more bloody than Dracula. Fire a volley through the window pane. You will gasp as lust and madness stalk the dark and screaming night in Atom Age Vampire.
I got a woman, she's 6'3". Ooh, buddy, what's she doing to me? She got loving and she's mighty strange. A vampire, that's her name. Vampire, yeah. Sugar at supper time. Vampire, yeah, vampire. Vampire, that's my baby's name. Took vampire to a rock and roll. When we started to do in the stroll, her knees started shaking, her eyeballs twitched. Look like a mummy with a silk on your wrist. She vampire, yeah, my vampire. Ooh, vampire, that's my baby's name. Vampire, she wants to marry me. Set up house in a cemetery. Put a little coffin on her.
Lying face down in a pool of blood, the decapitated body of a beautiful girl, The smell of death is in the air. Someone should have warned them about the horror on Snape Island. But what was the real horror? You'll have to see it to believe it. This horror of horrors. Horror on Snape Island, a modern-day story of fear and terror. See Horror on Snape Island. It will make you tremble with fear. From the Fanfare Corporation, rated R.
The monster's bride I wanted to be, so I drank a couple bedtimes too.
I fell asleep, and then I came to.
I was the luckiest chicken man. My monster's room was holding me, walking hand in hand. There was no gown of lace, just a few of my rattling bones out of place. I was the monster's bride, walking in the sky, with a monster by my side. My monster's wedding was a sight to see. Everybody was crying, everybody was me. The witches, the ghouls, and the zombies were there. Oh, we're a wolf head of the list. You should have seen Dracula's son, don the boneyard twist. When my monster groom gave me a kiss, he kissed me with a lot of love. And then he said, I do, I do. I started to shake, rattle and roll. The monster's bride was his height. The monster's bride was me.
Legend has it, high atop the hills of the old country, a tragic union of beast and human will result in the Christmas Eve birth of a werewolf.
The girl upstairs is about to have her baby. Well, an unwanted child to be born on the very hour of our Lord's birth is an insult to heaven.
Sometimes the spirit of one of these beasts finds entrance into a body while it yet lives.
Things are abroad, strange things.
It should not be spoken of.
I think I get blood on my hands.
It's just a dream.
Help me!
Is there no cure? Do you love me?
That every watchman has a silver bullet. Get it and use it.
Please tell me it's not true.
Oliver Reed, Clifford Evans, and Catherine Feller star in a gripping gothic chiller. The Curse of the Werewolf.
Children had a party.
It's party time.
It was all those coming out party. But they had so much fun. They laughed and laughed and laughed. That is, until all those friends dropped in. Children should play with dead things.
Of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
he's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well that's a one big cat I just hate to fight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well it won't the street, ever get him, it says your name, blah,
blah. Oh, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When she walks down the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one-track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well, he really catches up when the lights go down. At the time he starts his dirty shove around.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When he walks down the street, ever get him, it says your name is blind.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, man, they'll get the leather, yes.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
With the streets of London kind of never safe.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, is taking my advice.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
And don't walk the streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, every girl he meets says your name, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper. The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Tickling on your spine makes you want to scream and shout.
Just
stomach turns to a moldy green, and the ooze comes out like a whipping cream, and me without a spoon. Here comes the hearse. You skimping slave, a fortune to save, you lose it all when you go to the grave. For if life were a thing that money could buy, the rich would live and the poor would die. Here comes the
sweat, but you don't dare move. You want to scream, but you can't. Terror grips every nerve in your body, and your heart is beating so fast, it feels like your eardrums are going to burst. You swallow hard, and you realize there is nothing you can do but wait and squirm. Now, American International Pictures presents Squirm, the ultimate horror. Millions of writhing, seething creatures oozing out of the mire, shocked into a frenzy by 100,000 volts of electricity, driven by an uncontrollable urge to feed on human flesh. Squirm, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Vincent Price, and you're invited to my party in the house on Haunted Hill, where so far the ghosts have murdered only 7 people. So won't you come and make it 8? You'll see human heads without bodies. Mysterious pools of blood dripping from the ceiling. The walls move slowly in against you. Don't try to escape, you can't. You ready, dear?
No.
Are you ready, dear?
Yes, damn you.
The ghosts are waiting, so won't you join me in the house on Haunted Hill? Hurry, or you'll be late for your own funeral.
Man, you know that house up at the end of the road that nobody goes near? Well, let me tell you why they don't. Well, in the haunted house at the top of the hill, the spooks give around to test their skill. That stroke of 12 every night seems such a frightful sight. Stay awake when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out midnight. Better get in out of sight. Well, the ghosts and the witches and the devil too are in their mixing up a brew, and if a man should venture near, his soul inside would disappear. Your soul and mine is in their brew, the fate of which we have no clue. All we do is hope and pray that we'll be here another day. Stay awake when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clocks pull out home at night, better get it out of sight. Well, a footloose life I did lead, my soul is filled with selfish greed. Thus my soul has found this plight, the devil's judging yours tonight. Oh, brother, hear me when I say you'd better live right every day, cause someday it will be your turn, and if you wrong, your soul will burn. Stay still away when the ghosts and the goblins play, when the hands of the clutch fall out midnight, better get in out of sight.